Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is a great joy for all of us this time of the year to have all of our kids to perform and show their dedication to Christ. And it should warm our hearts, but it should also remind us that you all can probably remember not too long ago, you had to sit in the little chairs and stand up and do your singing. And it reminds us that we're still children of God. We belong to Christ, and we are His. So there's a difference in age, but the element of belonging is exactly the same. And some of the stories that I've heard here, and I want to read these to you. Four-year-old Jenny was telling her dad about the Bible story she had heard in Sunday school class. It was a story of Jesus healing the blind man. And when she got to the part where the Pharisees questioned the healed man, she said, "Oh boy, were those Ferris wheels jealous of Jesus." And it's funny that they believe what they hear. And you've heard this before, as our own children say the Lord's Prayer, where they say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Well, a Sunday school teacher was discussing the Ten Commandments with her class of five-year-olds after explaining the commandment to honor your father and your mother. She asked, is there a commandment that teaches us how to treat our brothers and sisters? Without missing a beat, a little boy answered, "You should not kill." I love that. How many times have we heard that? But then, preschoolers at times can say some things that are truly kind of profound when you think through what you just heard. Four-year-old Jonathan was trying to learn the Lord's Prayer, and he learned by listening, as many of our kids down here did, in church. He could be heard above all the others when he would pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, I know you, know my name. I know you, know my name." And you know, that is true. Our Lord does know us each by name. And we're here today to offer our God our worship and our praise and to thank Him for how wonderfully He has worked in our lives and in our children's lives. We worship God also in anticipation of the changes that He wants to work in us. And to have the heart of a child to hear His voice. Now that may come across as kind of strange, because there's people sitting in this area who are saying, "Now wait a minute. He's going to change me. I'm 77 years. I'm 8. I'm not." Yes. Jesus can change you today. It doesn't matter your age. He can change your heart if you will only let Him. Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me." And when we think of that invitation of Jesus, we have to go back and understand that the children, that's us. That's not a strict term. And His invitation goes out to those that are 5 and 7, to those that are 77, 87. Through His word, He wants to speak to us. And He wants to speak through us. He longs for an opportunity to work in each of our hearts. What He wants to do in your heart, as tough as you think you are, and as well thought out as you think your life is as you are going through it, He wants to melt your heart. He wants to mold your heart. He wants to shape you into the person you can be and should be and will be if you let him work within you. Today, the invitation for you to come to Jesus, that today, on this day, is very personal because he's standing right here in our midst, looking at you, talking with you, asking you to hear his words. He wants you to come as close to him as you can get. He wants to put his incredibly powerful arms of love around you and hold you if you will only let him. God's word to us today tells us not only about this invitation, but it also tells you about the grace of God. Listen to this again. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. Well, I underlined rebuke. Because do you know what a lot means to rebuke in the Old Testament and New Testament? It means severely criticize, scream at, yell at. They were pushing and shoving and kicking these kids to get away from Jesus. And when he saw that, Jesus became indignant. He said, "Hey, stop it. Let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child, you're never going to enter it." Think about that. And he took the children in his arms and he put his hands on them and blessed them. Folks, Jesus today wants to enter your heart. He wants to reach out to you with his amazing grace and fill your heart. He wants to fill it with forgiveness. He wants to fill it with hope. He wants to fill it with healing. He wants to give you a new life. He wants to claim you as his child. He wants to help you grow and mature. Mature in your faith and in your walk with him. Now, the Apostle Peter, on that very first Pentecost, gave the invitation of God to people when he said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the promises for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." In baptism, Jesus laid his powerful hand of salvation and blessing on you and on me. And he made us that day at that baptismal font, he made us his own. He can fill our heart with his forgiveness and grace. But you know, here's the problem. Here is the problem. We do the baptism. We do the water. We do the word, and everybody thinks it's like waving a wand and it's some magic hocus pocus, psst, and you're saved for the rest of your life. Once saved, always saved. Wrong. That is absolutely false. We misunderstand that it is an ongoing relationship of baptism every day to your Lord and your Savior. Now, Jesus is not the only one who desires what we do. There's somebody else that's working in your life, and he's called Satan. And he wants to worry you. He wants to scare you. He wants you to be in turmoil and anguish. That's what he wants to you to have. But Christ stands in his way. And he says, no, not this time. This one is mine, and you can't have it. I am held. You are held in the very palm of your Savior's hand, and Satan cannot reach you. He may bother you. He may scare you. He may yell, but he can't touch you. The world around you has its own ideas. It's got its ideas how all of this world came about. It has ideas about what's going to happen to you as you march towards your final reward. And it tries to hinder you. The world will try to make it difficult as possible. And here's how he does it. Here's how the world does that. You know, you went to church last week. Why do you have to go this week? You know, we've got a family outing, and we don't have a chance to do that very often. Why in the world do you want to go to Bible study? Why would you rather not? Come on, walk out that door, get in your car, and go home. You've done your piece of work for the Lord today. Why do you have to do more? All questions you have to deal with. Every day. And it doesn't stop as you leave this house. It stays with you all week long. Today is a call from God to children of all ages to once again concentrate on his voice, the voice of a man who gave everything for you. He didn't know sin, never even thought of it, didn't have it. But yet he had to go to the cross to carry all of our sin. That's who took your sin. It wasn't you. You've done nothing. He did it all. This is a day the Lord hath made. It's a day to give it up. Finally, to let Jesus enter your life anew. He invites you. He says, come. Come here. Let me feed you with my word. Let me heal your life. Come and experience. Be happy. Be joyful with fellowship. Come, put your hand to use. God has put his hand on you, and he's put his hand on me. He saved us, and he's commissioned us with the great things to do, individually and also as a congregation. As a congregation. As individuals within this congregation, we are to seek out those that no longer come, those that have been in these pews that are no longer here, those who you see on the street every day and you still do not invite them to come. That's who's missing. That's the mission. That's what God wants you to do. And so, my friends, having received this invitation from Christ to do these things, I ask you, grow in grace and knowledge of your Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, bring your hearts and your minds to Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.